Welcome to USSO's Eyes on Events. This week we're speaking to Sarah McCready and Maria Manning, who are organising the Irish Association for American Studies Postgraduate Symposium, Parallel Lives in America.
So my name is Sarah McCready. I am currently finishing up in the last few months of my PhD at University College Cork, where I'm working on contemporary American literature and American literary naturalism as a response to neoliberalism. I'm also obviously a postgraduate representative for the Irish Association for American Studies. And so I work with Maria on hosting a number of events for the IAAS as well. So hopefully I'll be finished my PhD very soon.
Yeah, and I'm Maria Manning. I'm also a researcher in the University College Cork School of English. My research is focused on women's performance poetry. And like Sarah, I'm also one of the postgrad reps for the Irish Association of American Studies.
Great. So what is the event that you're organising?
So this is our annual postgraduate symposium. It's called Parallel Lives in America, and we're looking at fostering a community of postgraduate early career researchers, allowing them a chance to showcase and present their research interests.
Yeah, one thing that we find about the Irish Association for American Studies and you know, one reason that we wanted to become postgraduate representatives ourselves is that it's a very supportive and a very inclusive community. It's an all-island community. So we support researchers in both the north and the south of Ireland with early career bursaries. Obviously, with COVID and everything, a lot of that's been put on hold, but there's plans in place to support researchers in other ways. And as part of the conference, in addition to the usual papers, we'll also have some workshops that'll hopefully help people with things like teaching online, funding applications, that kind of thing. So I think especially now that we're all doing things virtually, is more important than ever to try and maintain a support network, and that's really what the IAAS is all about.
How did you decide on the theme, Parallel Lives in America?
Yeah, well, last year we had the conference. It was obviously, it looked very different last year with everything still being in person, and little did we know all of this would happen. So last year we were looking at interrogating democracy in America, and we felt there'd been this progression, that with everything that's happened with the pandemic, I think one thing it's done is really expose and exacerbate already existent crises globally, of course, but in the context of the US, especially, which is obviously of a special interest to us. So to think about this idea of the fact that there is this spectrum in the US of how people live their lives and how people have responded to the crisis. While some people were worrying about bulk buying toilet paper, other people were worried about losing their jobs, and even who has contracted COVID. It's been proven in research that it has been minority groups that have been particularly susceptible to the pandemic as well. Obviously working in conditions and having to continue to work and putting themselves at risk. So we really wanted to have a theme that was going to be relevant to our current crisis and the US, obviously. But also I think it's something that resonates with the US historically as well, as there's always been these parallel lives in America, these different groups living their lives in different ways.
Great, and so how have you responded to the challenge of organizing a remote conference?
Yes, I suppose that's one of the biggest considerations that we had to make recently. Because originally we were really hopeful at the start when we started organising that it was going to be possible to do it in person, even if it was slightly later in the year or even early next year. But on balance, we've decided that the online way was the best way to go. And we're going to be hosting it over Zoom as a result of that. But while obviously everyone would like love to be in person and, you know, have like the sort of the conference atmosphere that you do have. We have kind of seen that like there's kind of like all these opportunities that the online kind of platform allows us to have. Like as Sarah mentioned, we're going to have those workshops, which we haven't ran before during the postgraduate conference. As well as that, like we have such kind of like a wide variety of papers. I think if you wanted to maybe expand that a little bit more, Sarah, we just have so many, you know, so many papers, and they're from a lot of different places as well, which is really interesting, I think. Yeah,
I mean, I think usually, you know, I think one thing that's been really good about virtual and online events, like personally myself, I've been trying to do as many online events in the past few months because I sort of had that realization that like if we were all still on campus, we would be going to weekly research seminars, and that kind of support and fostering of other research in your department, in your communities, is such a huge part of what we do and why we feel the purpose in what we do. And that's something we need to kind of refocus on now. So I think what's been kind of an advantage of the online platform is sort of being able to spread that web a little bit wider. You know, we've got researchers presenting papers from India, from the US, from the UK. Usually, you know, we would be limited by who's able to travel to Ireland, and obviously the last few years, us being from UCC, it's Cork, and we do have travel bursaries to help that, but it usually is only able to you know, enable people from the UK and Ireland really to be at the conference. So it means that there is a wider variety of participants, and also some of the papers I think are going to be really interesting in reflecting on the theme. And even, you know, we have a paper from someone working on digital humanities who's talking about the whole Zoom platform and the sort of social inequality that's inherent in that, you know, that people have different access to Wi-Fi and online conferencing, and how does that affect education on like an institutional level, which is something I think we're all kind of dealing with right now, with having to teach via Teams and, you know, seeing how that's sort of disproportionately affecting students, which is maybe just another example of parallel lives. So yeah, I think there's some really interesting connections there.
Great. So just finally, what do you think are your big takeaways from having worked on this conference together?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we worked on a conference together before last year, so we're quite well versed with working together at this point. We also helped put together the IAAS annual conference before. So we kind of meet as a committee every few months, so we're all pretty tight-knit. It's nice to work with the kind of the committee who are at various career stages. You know, our chair, Catherine Gander, since she's kind of come in and taken over, we've seen a real push towards increasing the diversity within the IAAS, and it's been really nice to work closely with Catherine and Catherine Fama as the vice chair, to work with women more closely. And I think we've really just kind of enjoyed the experience, and to be honest, it's been pretty smooth. Organizing things online as well is probably a little bit easier than having to deal with catering and all those kind of things that usually take up a lot of administrative time.
Yeah, it is true. I think, like, maybe in comparison to last year, the fact that it is online, there's all those kind of like extra add-ons, like the catering and, you know, like the dinner afterwards and all those kind of administrative things have been taken out, and it's kind of, I suppose, nice in a way that you can really focus on the conference itself, if that makes sense, like, you know, the putting it together in a nice way.
Thank you so much. So Sarah and Maria are organising the Irish Association of American Studies PGR conference, Parallel Lives in America, on the 13th and 14th of November. Thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thanks, Emily.